91.1 WHFC. You're on What's Up at the Owl's Nest. And I'll tell you what's up right now. Here in the studio, I have Ben Fisler, professor in the theater department here at Harford Community College. Ben, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Matt.
Now, Ben, there's always so much going on in the theater department at Harford Community College. How do you sort through all of it?
Well, you have an ongoing punch list of these are the things that we're doing, these are the things that are coming up, these are the things we need to make sure happen, and these are the things I'm just going to have somebody else take care of. Because you always, every show, you have, you know, so many working parts. But that's what I enjoy doing. A life in the theater has led me to the point now where I feel like I'm a very good advocate for the wonderful talents that are out there, both among our student body and our faculty. And it's just great being able to say, "Hey, Ben, could we do this?" And I say, "Possibly. Let's figure out how we can do that." And facilitating, you know, everything from we're doing what will be the Harford County premiere of Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which is in the tradition of, you know, obviously the big Broadway smash Hamilton, although it's by a different group of authors, but same idea, sort of like taking an historical figure, in this case the President Andrew Jackson, and kind of, you know, bringing them into the modern culture as kind of like a throwback to who they were and who they would have been if they lived today. And unlike Hamilton, where, you know, the character's, you know, kind of an unsung hero, Andrew Jackson is one of the worst human beings in some ways. He's not, you know, it doesn't pull any punches about who he was as a human being. So, you know, being able to do a show like that, or being able to do a show like Neil Simon's Fools, being able to do a real powerful psychological exploration like No Exit by Jean-Paul Sartre, and in the case of what we're talking about today, this forthcoming devised theater production called The Mind of a Child, which really sprung from students saying to me, what if we did a play where it was all ideas by a little kid? And I pointed out that there are actually production companies that already do that. There's a group called the Story Pirates that does shows all over that are based upon short stories written by fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, I believe is the time frame they go for. But they direct them, they stage them themselves, and they take them all over the country, and they're on radio and stuff like that. So that was the idea, and we, you know, figured out how it would happen and made it happen. And we're working on it right now.
Now, Ben, you mentioned devised theater. Mm-hmm. What is devised theater?
Devised theater is an approach to playmaking that is not built around the traditional, you have a playwright and they write a script, and then you have a director who gets the cast together and stages that script in the traditional step-by-step process. Instead, what you do is you get a group of people together. You do not start with a script. You start with an idea. And then in rehearsal, you have the cast explore elements of that idea. So as rehearsals evolve over usually a longer period of time than it would take to do a traditional play, you eventually have yourselves a characters, movement, text, because the cast as a whole are bringing these ideas into the rehearsal room and you're exploring them and seeing what evolves. So there's really no director or playwright. The whole group are the directors and playwrights.
Wow. So it's almost kind of an improvisational theater to an extent.
To an extent, yes, absolutely.
Now, when is it?
Well, that's the thing. The production won't actually perform until we open May 30th. So it's the longest running process of all the shows for this year's season. But that's because our first rehearsal was just the cast getting to know a 7-year-old child. In this case, the main source material is my daughter, Miranda. So she comes in, she talks about the things they like, her favorite songs, things she would like to see if she were making a play. And then we have our second rehearsal 3 weeks after that. And during this time, the cast homework is to take several of the things that she mentioned and find, you know, further the text, further the movements, create a character, basically play around with those ideas, then come back to rehearsal and say, here's what I came up with, here's what I came up with, and just play with it.
So your daughter is the inspirational material source.
Yeah.
For this production.
That is correct.
And it sounds like it's going to take a little bit of time to flesh out the entire production itself.
It does. It takes about the entire fall semester we spend exploring and developing. Early in the spring semester, we will actually solidify those ideas into a beginning, middle, and end performance. And then the actual staged rehearsals won't start until late in May. That way they don't conflict with any other productions we're doing in the spring.
Well, there's so many things going on in the theater department.
Right.
I don't know how you all keep up with everything. And tell me, are there any clubs that students can join?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, all the student productions are sponsored by the student club, the Actors Guild, which is one of the largest and longest running clubs at the college. And they have been doing a full season of productions for as long as I've been working here, which is more years than I care to admit. And we've done with them, with the students, everything from fully staged productions of full-scale musicals. Our biggest and bravest endeavor was we did Jekyll and Hyde.
Really?
The musical in the Chesapeake. Yeah, it was quite a quite an extensive event. And, you know, all the way to small cabarets and things like that. And what has been really great about it is because we're student club funded primarily, it can support the students in the theater program, but also allow them to do shows that aren't necessarily box office friendly. But are totally worth doing. Shows like Martin McDonagh's The Pillow Man was one that had a wonderful response in terms of the critical. And, you know, we actually had a critic who said, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you need to come to Harford County and see The Pillow Man.
Whoa. We got some press from that one.
Yes, we did. We got some really nice press on that one. But the important thing is that we can do children's plays, we can do small plays like No Exit, we can do big musicals, and we can do some of the more marginal shows that the wonderful community theaters that we have in Harford County can't necessarily risk doing because they're beholden to, if they don't get an audience, then they can't do their next show.
Right.
Whereas we are very well supported by student activities and by the Arts and Humanities Division, so we're able to do the things that
some may not be able to do.
But that are, you know, very important experiences for the students and the community.
And that really is not just providing the community a kind of experience they may not be able to get elsewhere, but also giving our students those real world experiences that they're going to need to cultivate, you know, when they get out there in the real world.
That's absolutely right.
Now, any other projects that has been going on recently in the theater department?
Well, right now we're getting ready to present Fools by Neil Simon. That opens on November 1st and runs 2 weekends over at the Chesapeake Theater.
Okay.
So we're very excited about that one.
Sure.
It's Neil Simon, of course, don't quote me on this, but I believe the most prolific American professional playwright of all time. Tens of dozens of plays, I'm sure, probably in the triple digits. Of course, he's famous for The Odd Couple, is probably his most famous play. You know, just so many works. And he wrote this play, which has kind of an interesting history, because it was part of his the settlement in his divorce. He wrote this play and signed over the royalties as a deal for his divorce. And it's wonderful, silly farce where a teacher goes to a small town in Russia where there's something in the water that everybody is just clueless about the most basic elements of life. So they milk cows upside down, and they sweep the debris into their houses, and they answer questions like they ask the postman, "Do you have any mail for me?" And the postman says, "No, I'm the postman. I have all the mail. You don't have any mail yet." Rather than, you know, what is obvious, which is, you know, "Do you have any mail to give me right now?
Give me my mail."
And they're all, but what's wonderful about it is that it's not, it doesn't like insult our cluelessness as a species. It makes it seem like it would be the most delightful thing in the world to just be surrounded by people who are just have no idea what's going on. And they're just happy all the time because they're not cynical or anything, and it just winds up being this really delightful farce about what is going on in this odd little Russian town.
It sounds like there's just so many reasons to come and see a play here at Harford Community College, and we have some great performance venues for people to come and see things. But where can they watch our plays here at the college?
Oh, well, that's a bigger statement. Where the venues at the college? We have several theaters at the college, and of course we have one of the largest arenas in the Mid-Atlantic. We have the APG Federal Credit Union Arena. We have the Amos Center Theater, which houses Harford Technical High School's shows as well as their events, but it also, we partner with them, and then there are shows like The Nutcracker wind up in there. We have the Chesapeake Theater, which is, you know, a little smaller than either of the first two spaces I mentioned, but is this wonderful little semi-thrust venue that you are just, it's just a really cool space. You know, Phoenix Festival Theater, which is our on-campus community theater, they do three shows a year there, and other performances happen there. And the student productions, we always make sure our fall show is in there so that we can do shows that are a little bit larger than what we can do in the smallest theater on campus, which is our Black Box Theater.
Again, Ben, you're a virtuoso in the performing arts, and I want to thank you for coming in to talk to everyone about things going on in the drama department. I want to thank Ben Fissler, professor of the theater arts department, for coming in, and we have to definitely talk again about this Mind of a Child production, especially when it gets close. So stay tuned for that. Ben, thank you so much for coming in. You've been on The Owl's Nest here with Matt Terry and our guest Ben Fissler. I have on The Owl's Nest. Why, I have Amy Wallace and Armand Edmonds from the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center. Guys, thank you so much for coming on to the show this evening.
Thank you for having us.
But you know what? You guys do a lot of good for the college and for the community. Amy, talk to me about what the SBDC is doing and has done for the community.
So the Small Business Development Center, we are a group of business consultants that work here in Harford County. We are actually a national program. We were started by the Small Business Administration. And what we do is we are the boots on the ground for the SBA, and we help people get started in business, and we help them grow their businesses. So we work with students here at HCC and also faculty, but it also goes beyond that. So we're just not here on campus. We're working with our partners in Harford County Economic Development, and we're also working outside the county. We're working in Carroll County, also Baltimore County, and Cecil County.
Now, you mentioned opportunities for HCC students. There's an internship program here at SBDC. Talk to me about that. Armand, you're an intern here at the SBDC.
Yes, it's been very great here. I actually started interning with the SBDC in late of June, and I'm still here. The experience is great. I've actually been doing many things, from consulting meetings to going to meetings over the phone or emails, and I've actually been working with Ryan Delgado also. And basically what we've been doing is we've been reaching out to the community and letting them know that we are a great organization to come into. Again, it's free.
So Armand started in June. He's provided awesome services to our clients, and that's one thing I think the SBDC does really well. Like, we've done a couple internships throughout the years since being on campus. We've been here for about 16 years. So, but as Armand was saying, it's a free consulting services. Our interns work one-on-one with our clients, which is great. So they get the real-life experiences of a small business owner, which is a wonderful thing in today's times, where most of our graduates are starting their own businesses or at least having some type of side hustle. So for our interns that are here, it kind of gives them the step up in finding a different career path.
Well, it's giving our students those real life experiences, you know, that really makes or breaks the difference between them being hired or not, you know. So that's a great thing that the SBDC is doing here on campus for HCC students. Now, you guys mentioned something. It was in Aberdeen, the Entrepreneurship Expo.
Yes, I actually attended that. Me and Ryan did. And the community of Aberdeen came out. It was a lot of people who actually came, and we had our own booth and section set up. So we were basically broadcasting what we did, and with that, people from the community, they actually got a chance to hear about us, and they were open to questions and anything that we could help them with or shed light to, we provided.
Well, it sounds like you guys at the SBDC are definitely providing a whole bunch of things, not just to students, but to the community, too. You guys mentioned that you do engage the faculty here, and you try to bring business concepts into the classroom. Amy, can you talk to me about that?
We do. So we have, of course, we work with multiple small business owners in Harford County. And so we'll work with the professors here on campus to bring the business owners into the campus. And so maybe if you're working on a marketing project, or maybe if you're working on a business plan, we can align some of the professors here with the businesses that are looking forward to working in the community and working with the students that are here. So we've done that. What else have we done here? We have we're members of the BCAP club, and we've had an advisory role there over the years. We've also have worked with the students here on campus to place them in internship programs with our small business owners. So we've done that as well. I guess this semester, there's going to be a couple classes where the SBDC will be instructing in conjunction with a professor. So it's someone else's class, and we're going to come in as guest speakers.
Cool.
So that'll be a lot of fun, too.
And I just got to throw this out here that you guys, you made the front page of the HCC website.
Yes, we did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're very excited about this.
Very.
What was the front page headline?
Actually, it was one of our clients. It was for a success story that we had. Her name is Michelle Ritchie. She owns Cafe Michelle in Aberdeen. Great person, very passionate about her craft. It was just a blessing working with her and getting to experience her from the very bottom, just growing. It's been a great process and very eye-opening to hard work and dedication.
It sounds like she's one of the success stories that the SBDC
yes.
has helped along with her business, making it more profitable and making it grow.
Yes.
Right. And so Armand actually worked in putting that business story together, the success story. And the SBDC, we helped her create her business plan. We helped her work through some financing. We connected her with economic development for additional financing. And she was also a graduate here of Harvard Community College.
So it just goes to show, right, the alumni circle back into the college.
They do. And one thing is great is Ryan Delgallo, who's our business consultant here in Harford County. He is also a alum of Harford Community College, as well as we have a wonderful success story from this company called Vegan, who makes a vegan protein powder. And they are both veterans as well as graduates from Harford Community College. So we've seen some wonderful small business growth and successes coming out of HCC.
Well, we have a lot of good students, a lot of good faculty too, and it's always good to hear that our students from the college, you know, once they're growing up, you know, they've got their wings and they're trying to fly. And, you know, it's good to hear that they're doing good. And it's really equally good to hear that the SBDC is helping those students, you know, to better their careers, better their businesses. You know, it's all part of a cyclical cycle in the community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the SBDC has some upcoming projects. This Shark Tank thing, I'm game for that. Talk to me about the Shark Tank.
So this is our third time here at Harvard Community College producing the Shark Tank. And this Shark Tank's a little bit different than what we've done in the past. So this is a competition, and it's open to anyone in Harford County. Students can apply as well. We hope that they do. And the goal here is to help those that are starting a business or are already in business receive some different types of prizes and some opportunities to help them either start or grow. So in the past, we would have a one winner, like grand prize winner that would receive funding. But what we've decided to do is make this more of a social twist to the prizes. So we have some folks in our community that have been wonderful in supporting this program. So we have a law firm, we have an accounting firm, we have a marketing package. Armand, what else do we have?
We have many sponsors, actually. I've been taking care of the video promotions. I've also met with the growth coach, Mark Ford, and I've met with the legal services provider, Molony. And we actually have many sponsors in the community.
And the ground floor is also another sponsor. Yeah. They're sponsoring not only, they're sponsoring, what, five packages for a year membership to the ground floor as a prize for all the top five finalists. We also have the Chamber of Commerce here in Harford County sponsoring memberships for folks for a year for the final five. So basically what this is a competition, and you come in with your business idea. We have a business plan layout of a pitch page that you should be able to discuss about your upcoming business or your business that you currently have. And you fill out the form. We whittle it down to five final contestants in which you will pitch. And then the audience is going to vote, and they're going to determine whether you need help in marketing or if you need legal services or maybe you need accounting services or maybe you need someone like a growth coach to help you move your business along. So in the past, we had judges that would decide your fate or the fate of your prize. Now we're going to have the audience. So we're looking forward to making this a big community event and having a lot of people in the audience that can make a good decision about which way you should go in your business.
Yes, I'm very excited about this event. From aspiring business entrepreneurs to the established business owners, all are encouraged to apply.
Wow. It sounds like it's a really, really cool event. You said it's open to the public and to students, faculty, everybody,
yes.
Right?
Everybody.
Well, my goodness. How do they become a contestant? Is there an entry form? Can they go online?
So they can go online to our website, which is MarylandSBDC.org is one way. We're also going to have a link on the Harford Community College website and also our Facebook page. So keep an eye out for it. And the date of the event is January 30th. And just in case it snows a lot, we have a inclement weather date for February. So it should be a great event.
It'll be here before we know it.
It will be.
this internship has really been eye-opening for me. It's been a great experience, from in-person consultings, from going to meet different business owners and talking about their businesses, trying to get their game plan set up for the next their next accomplishment that they would like to make. It's very eye-opening and encouraging to me.
Well, it sounds like SBDC is giving back to the HCC student body, and the student body giving back to the SBDC, right? Well, I am so glad that you guys stopped by today. I'm definitely having you all back, okay? So stay tuned for more information coming out of the SBDC. Had Amy Wallace and our intern, Armand Edmonds. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today. Hope you had a blast, and we'll have you back soon.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Amy Wallace and Armand Edmonds from the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center here at the HCC campus, and Professor Ben Fissler from the HCC Drama Department, and for cluing us in on all the wonderful productions that they're doing over there. And I'd also like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to What's Up at the Owl's Nest. I'm your host, Matt Terry, and we'll be back again next week. Until then, let curiosity